This is pretty significant in the sense that if the North were to produce the next president of Nigeria, that candidate will have to come from the governors of the North. And to the extent that they have failed to agree on a common front, is a boost for the candidacy of President Goodluck Jonathan if he decides to run. At yesterday's marathon meeting in the northern city of Kaduna, the governors were split along pro and anti-Goodluck Jonathan camp. Some of the governors wanted to oppose him, but others said, no, he's doing a good job. He should be allowed to run if he wants to. So that puts a huge stumbling block on the part of the North to produce the next president of Nigeria next year.
So, Chinedu, despite all the political parties, you're saying that basically a presidential candidate from the North is chosen simply by the governors.
Exactly, Joe. And if you recall, even the current president was a governor, and the current vice president was a governor of Kaduna State. So it is believed that if the North were to produce the next candidate based on the zoning formula of the ruling People's Democratic Party, one of those governors who are now meeting will emerge as the president and candidate of the ruling party. Right now, because of the failure of the northern governors to agree, the meeting has been enlarged to include some other prominent northerners, former military heads of states, influential traditional rulers, and leaders of grassroots societies to meet at an enlarged meeting next week to take a final decision on whether the North would oppose the candidacy of President Goodluck Jonathan if he decides to run. If the governors are unable to agree, then chances are that the enlarged forum of that governor's forum, including all other prominent power brokers in the North, may also not likely agree, because to oppose Goodluck Jonathan might take some doing because he has all the powers of the presidency at the moment.
Well, this is a rather interesting development for Nigeria, because you've done many stories on the so-called gentleman's agreement or the zoning agreement, whereby the North and South would take turns producing the candidate for president, the most likely winner for the presidency. But here, the way you describe it, it sounds like that agreement is in jeopardy.
It's in serious jeopardy, Joe, because even among the northern power brokers and northern governors, there's also a disagreement on whether an agreement actually exists. While some of the governors say it's a gentleman's agreement that was just a handshake, others say it was included in the ruling party's constitution, but not by the relevant authority that has the powers to do so. So the basis of that gentleman's agreement is in question. Some of the governors are saying a country as big as Nigeria should rely on competence of a candidate rather than where he comes from. And they're also saying it's not the fault of Jonathan that the northern candidate, late President Umaru Yar'Adua, could not complete his term. So they are saying that the extent that Jonathan is now the current president, it will also be unfair to deny him a second term.
Chinedu, the fact that the northern governors can't agree on this issue, does that indicate that Goodluck Jonathan is doing a pretty good job where they can't find too many openings to attack him?
I think he's doing much better than former President Umaru Yar'Adua. For instance, a significant improvement in power supply. What obtains is about an hour or two of power, but it has now crept up to about 6 or 7 hours of power every day. So people are noticing that. And there appears to be some movement in some areas. For instance, in the Niger Delta, Goodluck Jonathan has signaled that he is going to accelerate the development of the area. There are railroads planned for the Niger Delta. There are roads planned for the Niger Delta. And the governors of the Niger Delta, who are also pretty powerful and very, 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 very influential and wealthy, have also signaled a united backing for Jonathan, said they are going to support him. Other areas where there appear to be some movement is in fighting corruption, as Jonathan has significantly increased support for international agencies trying to stop corruption in Nigeria. So a lot of people say he is better than what they have had in the last 4 years, and they think that if he's giving another 4 years, things might improve in Nigeria. And they think that's a good thing based on the history of the country.